companies questioning BP and whether they actually have the ability to clean up the oil that is choking the life out of the marshes in Louisiana. In the meantime, President Obama is trying to force votes on spending cuts. What does it mean to you and me? And will we see war in Korea? The U.S. is backing the South's move to slash North Korean trade. Hot talks happening right now at this moment and continuing throughout the week. We may know something heading into the following week right after Memorial Day. Could come sooner than that. But I have a feeling there's going to be a real shakeup in Korea. It's interesting because we've talked about this possibility of this happening, but who knew it would be sooner rather than later. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name. The name of this show is America Tonight. We're in all the nooks and crannies, and we invite you to be a part of all of it. I don't care if you're square or if you're hip or you're left or you're right, whatever you describe yourself as. Independent, it doesn't matter. You can throw in your thoughts at any moment, 800-259-5791, or, because I know a lot of you are working, and you have the Droid, and you have the iPhone, and you have the BlackBerry, you can hit us up the snail mail way at americatonight.net. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, another We Can Count, and, ooh, count we will, baby, but that is in our last segment. We start off, however, with shaky times in Korea. And this is scary stuff. Scary stuff because we do have boots on the ground. We know that the Koreans, the North and the South, have been in a truce since 1953, if you go all the way back to 53. However, always the possibility that something could explode between the North and the South. So South Korea got U.S. support officially Monday for slashing trade, as I mentioned, to their neighbors to the North, Kim Jong-il and North Korea, and vowed as well to haul the communist neighbor before the U.N. Security Council for that torpedo attack that was unprovoked that sank a South Korean warship and actually killed 46 sailors. North Korea is saying it's baloney, that it's not true, and it's deep and troubling what is being discussed at this point. So Pyongyang is ignoring pretty much what the South Koreans are saying. But the U.S. and South Korea planning two major military exercises off the Korean Peninsula. That is supposed to be that, you know, bravado, that display of force that should deter aggression by North Korea. That's the idea. So there's now economic, diplomatic, and a little muscle measure aimed at North Korea. And halting some of that trade will affect them, and trying to get them before the Security Council also the same thing. Just to be clear, if you didn't know what happened, it was back in March that the ship was sunk. A submarine tore apart the warship in the Yellow Sea off the West Coast in one of South Korea's worst military disasters since the Korean War. You think of the people that were killed. Luckily, there are people that survived that attack. This is brutality, and this is North Korea, and it's happened before. Kim Jong-il's not afraid to wave his fist and then deny that something provocative has happened. So, you know, the truce forbids South Korea from waging a unilateral military attack, so Seoul has to strike at the economy. And that's exactly what they're doing. And if you look at trade, I was frantically looking this up today to try to put a number to it. And we could save this for the Week in Count segment, but we'll tell you right now. The South Korea has been the number two trading partner with North Korea, $1.68 billion in trade in 2009. So if my math is correct, it's somewhere in the ballpark of maybe 33% of the North's total. And China, we know this, is North Korea's biggest trading partner, $2.68 billion in commerce last year, which that's the big concern. That's why Hillary Clinton was trying to get the Chinese to agree to back up, to back up what was happening with South Korea and the fact that they were going to show some muscle and they were going to go after North Korea. So things are really heating up there. Al is listening to us in Canada, so we're going to fly across the border. Hey, Al. All right, Al just slipped away back into Canada. So we'll continue on. Like I said, I think this is such a big story and in some ways overshadowed, but it won't be for very long. This was something that was that has been out there generating, pulsating. South Korea was thinking about it, but they don't have to think anymore. Because it's now it's right there, not in our rear view mirror, but right in front of us. All right, Al took a timeout. He's out of the penalty box, and he's back with us from Canada. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. Not only did Philadelphia humiliate Montreal, but did you hear that a guy named Deep Dish Calaverdi, I think from Philadelphia or New Jersey, he won the poutine. Do you know what poutine is?
Mm-mm.
Poutine is a, he won the poutine eating contest. He ate 13 pounds of poutine. Poutine is French fries, dumped, smothered in gravy and cheese curds. What's the name of that fellow that fellow from Montreal that phones you once in a while?
Oh, Sam in Montreal, yes.
Yeah, next time Sam phones, ask him about poutine.
Poutine.
Yeah, P-O-U-T-I-N-E. It's French fried potato chips, cheese curds and gravy and spices. Mm. It's like you may as well fire cement into your arteries, but it's really it's really really delicious. It's fantastic.
Good.
And then you put a bunch of salsa or ketchup or salsa on top of it. It's, you think you died and went to heaven, but it was invented in the Montreal area. It was invented in Quebec, and he's from New Jersey, I think. And he ate 13 pounds of poutine. So
wow.
And my Flyers. Do you know the last time Philadelphia won the Stanley Cup? Gerald Ford was president, and the number one song in the country was Philadelphia Freedom. How ironic is that, by Elton John?
Oh, trust me, I know all about it, Al. Back-to-back cups in the 70s, yes.
And also, the last time Chicago won the Stanley Cup, JFK was in the White House,
yeah.
And the number one song was Running Scared by the Pride of Wink. Have you ever been to Wink, Texas?
I have not.
Where Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison was born and raised in Wink. It's near El Paso, mm-hmm. North of El Paso. It's Roy Orbison was born and raised in Wink, Texas. Running Scared was the number one song in the country. So that tells you how long it's been since Chicago or Philadelphia has won the Stanley Cup. That's going to be why are they waiting until Saturday? Why don't they start the series on Wednesday or Thursday?
Well, because they scheduled the television time and everything that they have to do, and NBC kicks it off. And they thought, if, just in case the series went longer, if there had been more hockey to be played, that would give them enough time.
Yeah, and also one quick comment about that tragedy in the Gulf of Mexico. Don't you think that President Obama should have taken charge of this a month ago and sent in the Army Corps of Engineers or somebody? I saw a movie on television a few weeks ago starring John Wayne with Red Adair. He's the guy that put up...
That's a great movie.
Yeah, he should have sent in a guy like Red Adair about a month ago.
No kidding. Good point. Army Corps of Engineers would have helped. That's what Governor Jindal is screaming about. We're going to talk about oil next and the oil tax increases and what does that mean with this oil spill. Hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Steak right about now, but I'll have to wait till tomorrow for lunch. It's because of these Philadelphia Flyers and the fact that they are going back to the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, it's the first time they're going back since 97, but Al's right, it was the 70s, mid-70s, the last time they won a Stanley Cup, and 60s for the Chicago Blackhawks. So we move ahead talking about this oil business, and Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, couldn't be more irate over what's happening because he's like, look, we need help. We need skimmers. We need booms. Where are you? Where are the people helping us? And he's put up these permits for barrier islands and hasn't heard anything. So he says he doesn't care if he has to go to jail. He'll just do it. He'll just get his people to do it. He'll shoulder the responsibility, and federal government be damned. We don't need your help if you're not going to help us out. And we're watching this oil get closer and closer and actually infiltrate our marshes and kill the wildlife, and you just can't get it out of the marshes. Then we're just going to do whatever we have to do. So it's getting nasty. The tensions are running very high in the Gulf of Mexico. And how is BP going to clean it up? The top kill idea has been pushed off now till Wednesday because it's never been done. 5,000 feet into the ocean, much different than the method has been used for in the past. That's part of the problem. So now the blame game is definitely in full swing in all kinds of different directions. Here's what Sarah Palin said about Obama's response.
If there's any connection there to President Obama taking so doggone long to get in there, to dive in there and grasp the complexity and the potential tragedy that we are seeing here in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, and then Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, took a swing back at Palin. Here's what he said.
My suggestion to Sarah Palin would be to get slightly more informed as to what's going on in and around oil drilling in this country.
And then he also talked about, because this is natural, where's the government? Where's the response? Al made a good point. Why didn't you have the Army Corps of Engineers there as fast as possible to help out with the Coast Guard, with BP? Because supposedly BP was willing to take help from any corner. If that's true, then the work should have been begun. And actually, BP wouldn't have to be involved in that. That could have really been a Louisiana-Mississippi thing. So here's what Robert Gibbs said about all the criticism being flung in the direction of the White House.
I don't think anybody could credibly say, even as frustrated as they are and as frustrated as we are, that the government has stood around, done nothing, and hoped for the best.
Yeah, I don't think they've done nothing. That wouldn't be an accurate account. I mean, after all, the Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, was rafting a couple days after the oil spill, and they had to helicopter him out of the Grand Canyon. So he did something a couple days into this whole thing. This has been a giant nightmare, to say the least. Now, of course, the response to the oil cleanup, Congress has to quadruple to 32 cents a barrel a tax on oil used to help, you know, finance the cleanups. The increase would raise about $11 billion over the next decade. Now, what the tax is, to be clear, it's put on oil produced in the U.S. or imported from other countries. The revenue goes to a fund that's managed by the Coast Guard to help pay to clean up spills in waterways like the Gulf of Mexico. And it's the tax increase is part of a larger bill that has actually really grown into a big pile of money, nearly $2 billion, what they call a grab bag of unfinished business that they hope to complete before Memorial Day. So the key provisions are a one-year extension of about 50 popular tax breaks that expired at the end of last year and expanded unemployment benefits, and that includes subsidies for health insurance through the end of the year. So the House could vote on that bill as early as tomorrow. They're hoping at least before they break for next week. So they want to be clear, they want to increase the current 8 cent a barrel tax on oil to make sure there's enough to clean up the oil spill. So that's what they have to do. They have to expect BP to foot the bill for the cleanup, but, you know, they've got to be able to have some money in the coffers. And they made it clear taxpayers are going to pick up the tab. Let's hope that's true. Let's hope it's true. Okay. Anyway, let's move to Tom in Texas. Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers, they can do a good surface job, but, you know, if they don't control that down below, they're going to have to bring in probably a deep water naval contingency that everything wet and deep Navy can do. That's probably what's going to end up there doing there.
Oh, yeah, they're stuck. I mean, the best would be to have as much of it away from those marshes as possible, but that's just not the reality of where this is all headed.
Well, yeah, but they got to shut it off.
Oh, absolutely.
And the only one that's going to be able to shut it off is the Deepwater Naval Contingency.
Yeah,
so, you're
probably right, yeah.
Well, they're going to have to hard hat down there and get somebody down there that can do it, because apparently the government's just scratching their heads. And BP is just counting their money, and everybody else is just taking it in the shorts.
I like the way you said that. That's true. And the people down there are the ones really taking it in the shorts, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there ain't nobody going to benefit from this.
No.
Not a single soul.
No.
Everybody's going to end up paying, so you might as well get the people down there that know what the hell they're doing, and that's going to be Deepwater Navy.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there should have been an SOS sent out all the way around to everybody that you knew could possibly have helped right from the very start. Then if it took a week or 2 weeks, Tom, at least they would have been there faster, and it would have you would have had a much better chance to cap this off sooner instead of waiting and not even releasing that video, not telling anyone really how much was leaking out. That's part of the problem.
Exactly. You know, and BP gave a lot of money to Obama, and, you know, he's not going to slap their hands real quick, but you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
And so we better get it done.
Yeah, get her done. Yeah.
That's about all I have to say is, except I sure appreciate your program every night.
All right, Tom. We appreciate your phone calls. Thanks. Man, he's right. It's like I said, really, everybody who had any possibility of knowledge of what to do should have been involved. If I was running BP, and of course, your phone is blowing up, everyone wants a piece of your rear end, I get that, but you have to look beyond the obvious. That's the problem. They never look beyond the obvious. It reminds me of an Andy Reid play out of the same old sorry playbook for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's run this load left again. And let's do it again, because they stopped us every single time before that. And, you know, that definition of insanity, of doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. So, okay, you got to cut them some slack when it first happens. It's a disaster. Everything's on fire. You're looking for 11 people. Everybody's hysterical. You're getting news on what's happening out of the platform. Oh, my God, it's sunk. So let's say you give them a couple of days. But then they know this thing is leaking. They see with the cameras how much it is. You just got to fling it all out there. You got to look for everything and anything right from the get-go, because by the time you have a couple of new plays in the playbook, you're able to execute them, and there's a chance that some of the drama could be capped off a lot sooner if they could have shut down the leak sooner. But the key thing here is they have not even shut down the leak. I mean, they're not even at that point yet. And remember in the very beginning, nobody was saying how much time, and I was asking different people about this. And at one point, somebody said to me, not a caller, somebody said to me who was trying to get a handle on how big the spill was and what the impact would be, that you're definitely looking at 3 months. Well, here we are. We're way over a month, and we're counting. And I don't want to see that. I want to come on the air and say it's finally capped. So deal with what's already out there. But the amount that could seep into those marshes, and it's probably really already too late for that, and that's why Jindal is hysterical, because you can't reverse what's already happened. And good luck trying to clean up the wetlands. I hope some of you have had a chance to go down there and see how beautiful that area can be, because it may never be the same again. 800-259-5791. We'll take some more calls and some odds and ends coming up around the bend.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Tonight we're talking about a plethora of things, a lot of them surrounding the oil spill. I started off on North Korea and South Korea and what's going to ultimately happen there. South Korea is going to snap off some of that trade and try to level sanctions at North Korea, and it's being backed up, of course, by the U.S., try to haul them in front of the UN Security Council. We'll see where all of this goes, but it could be war, ladies and gentlemen. Kate Delaney, ATN, that's the show, 800-259-5791. As I said before, all opinions are welcome. We don't shut anyone out. Darren is listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Darren.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I've got a trivia question for you.
Mm-hmm.
For every gallon of gas sold, who makes the most money off that gallon of gas?
A trivia question. That's not really a trivia question, but it's a question. Who makes the most off the gallon of gas? Are you going to say the government?
They do.
Yep.
That's just something I don't think a lot of people know, and I found it kind of funny. The Obama administration said that they jumped on this and got on it right away. I saw a news show where they did a montage of different representatives, and the same sentence was used. There was something like boots on the ground, you know, virtually the minute it happened. But I don't... In my opinion, they've acted slowly on it, and I think that this is going to hurt him down the line.
I think so, too, because you got to think of all the people that vote in the South and in the Gulf Coast region, and let's see how much damage is done, because now it's really seeping into those marshes, and that there's a difference. What does the response mean, getting in front of the microphone and saying, oh, this is terrible, we're going to be all over BP, I've got my people on it, then you find out that the Secretary of the Interior, like I mentioned before, was off rafting for a few days right in the beginning of the spill.
Yeah, I think, Kate, if I'm not mistaken, that this happened and he was going to go down there and was told, no, go ahead and go on your vacation. And
yeah.
Then called back.
Yes.
But, you know, you can blame everybody. Everybody's going to blame everybody, just like Bush got blamed. But the ticket, you know, stops at the top. And to hear these people say, you know, we were there on top of things, and that's basically all they've done is given lip service. And this Jindal down in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
I've kind of followed him. He's taken that state over and pretty much turned it around financially. You know, and to get through Katrina like they did, and now they got this, it's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy, and, you know, they're not really recovered from Katrina, and you think about that. What was that 5 years ago? And now you've got this disaster coupled with, okay, geez, whoo, breathe a sigh of relief. We're trying to get ourselves back together, and some things are happening, but we still have a long way to go. And this is awful. It is. It's awful for a very a rich area of the country. When I say rich, some beautiful scenery is going to be destroyed. Some beautiful wetlands are going to be destroyed. Some great tourist attractions will go down in flames, basically, or with the oil. And it's too bad. It's too bad that there weren't more people on their toes in Washington, because I partially blame Washington for this. I mean, accidents happen, and BP is complicit in it, and you can look at the subcontractors and all of that. But still, they were allowed to get away with some things that they shouldn't have been able to get away with.
Yeah, and Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of complaints, even from the mainstream media, about getting any answers for any questions that they ask. And I don't know why, you know, they hate Sarah Palin like they do. I think she's probably got more experience with oil than Robert Gibbs does. But it's never, you know, it's always a personal attack. And like I said, there's going to be blame thrown around everywhere on this. But the bottom is, it's a catastrophe. Something's got to be done. Otherwise, I mean, this is going to be a catastrophe of May. I mean, I can't even say the words, but... That's about all I've got to say.
Yeah, thank you. Great caller, Darren. Calls again of ginormous proportions. How's that? That's a new word that I've said this before. If you look it up, it is in the new version of Webster's Dictionary. They put it in a couple years ago. It's going to be our worst oil disaster unless something happens right now, and it doesn't look like it is. It's going to be worse than Valdez, and that was a tanker. So that's it in a nutshell. Don in Wyoming, he's on deck. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Well, you know, Kate, the only thing I've been so much upset about the government right now is all you hear about is what they're talking about, what they're going to do in the future, you know, to stop this stuff. I don't give a damn what you think you're going to do in the future. Work on getting this stopped right now. I mean, this is not like a tanker to where, hey, you know, the tanker empties out. Okay, you don't have any more oil inputted into the catastrophe. This is a continual spill that's going on, and you know, it's like these politicians are sitting around wondering what they can do. But, you know, you got to go back to the track record, Kate. You know, I mean, anything from, was the government completely able to protect us from 9/11? No. The follow-up to Katrina a disaster? Yes. Is the follow-up to this a disaster? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's in times of trouble, people want to point their finger at the government. They want to point... You know, you say, oh, government's supposed to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you got the clue yet? They can't do anything. They can't even run a budget correctly, Kate. They can't do anything correctly.
I know.
So, you know, there's no security blanket that's called the U.S. government, you know. So, you know, you got to start asking yourself questions, you know. Should we be drilling at 5,000 feet underneath the water where it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that go on, Kate. And then, you know, I've already mentioned to you know, these states that are around there are making all the money off of the profits. You know, they're taxing this stuff because it's in their territory or whatever, you know. And now they're all crying because their shorelines are about to get wiped out. You know, the funny part, there's nothing funny about it, Kate, but there's one thing that people haven't realized yet. What if this was in the middle of hurricane season?
Oh, it'd be the... Oh, are you kidding? I've talked about that. It would be the worst. That oil would be everywhere by now, yes. It would
be on top
awful.
Of their houses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming down out of the sky.
Absolutely.
You know,
they couldn't clean it up. They couldn't do enough to clean... Yes, absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, and they've only got 3 months to get it fixed right now before hurricane season does hit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about a hurricane, by the way... did you win anything from that loser up in Canada? I'm just kidding, Sam. I just, you're a great guy. You know, when your fans are going to blow our national anthem, I've got something at you, you know. So, and
right.
I'm glad to see your Flyers took them out, you know, got rid of
I'm
those
glad
turkeys.
Too, yeah.
You know, did you bet him anything? Did you win anything from him? So,
well, supposedly he was just willing for me to wear a Canadian jersey and walk pretty much naked with a jersey down the middle of Main Street somewhere, but he backed off of that, so I don't think so.
So anyway, though, so congratulations to your Flyers. My gosh, it's amazing that Philadelphia might actually win another championship at something. So
it is amazing.
They got their baseball team going, and they got their hockey team going, and you can forget about that football team. So,
I hate to say that I agree with you now, yeah.
Hey, did I happen to, I can't remember if I told you already, did you look at the Cowboys' schedule coming up this year? So the league's going to do everything they can, you know, to stop the Cowboys from making it to that Super Bowl because, of course, it's in Dallas this year. You'll probably get to go to it, I would think. You'll be down there, right? So.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll probably go to the I'll probably go to the Super Bowl. We were talking about that the other day. And then I'll go to the Philadelphia game and maybe a couple of others, but probably the Philadelphia game. Yeah, I think you're right. This is very tough. It's a very tough schedule.
Well, you know, the only thing, they put every team that was in the NFC playoffs, the Cowboys have got to play, and they got to play the Colts. So, you know, I mean, and I'm not crying about it, Kate. You know, I'm a big Cowboy homer, but, and you know how much I disgusted in Jerry Jones, but, you know, he's got the league against him, and, you know, they're going to do everything they can to stop his little dream of happening, and we'll see what happens in anything. So, on a sad note, Kate, I lost a good friend Sunday. He passed away from cancer, and 36 years old, single guy, never married, and just a great guy. And, you know, the saddest part, it was just sad to watch. He'd been fighting it for 2 years. You know, his family spent well over 50, 60 grand and, you know, experimental drugs and stuff and try to beat it. And, you know, it's just so sad to see people, especially people that take care of themselves. He was very healthy, you know, I mean, he's always working out, you know, doesn't drink or smoke or anything. And he just got it, you know. I mean, if you do things to your body, like, you know, you overeat and end up fat, disgusting fat body like me, you know, and you end up dying from something from it, you can't blame anybody but yourself. But it's just sad to see when it's, you know, the people that are
they're healthy and they eat right and take care of themselves and then they die sadly and stuff like that.
But,
so sorry about your friend. We got to fly, but so sorry about your friend, Don. I understand. I talked to someone, I think I've told this before on the show. I've done a lot of different cancer runs and stuff. And I talked to someone one time from the American Cancer Association. They told me, boy, it doesn't matter. Thin, heavy, anybody can get the big C.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website, yet your sinusitis is still a problem. Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself? Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount? Okay, here it comes. But first, the facts. 67 other products merely treat symptoms, and not the cause of sinus problems. And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh. Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my feel.
Hey, America, Kate Delaney, hanging out with all of you and all those spots in between. Probably some pretty cool spots. I don't know, you might be burning up like I am. The heat is here in some places. In fact, it's hit Minnesota pretty bad. It's hit Texas, but, you know, this is the time of year where it gets hot. But Minnesota, they are melting in the streets. I mean, literally, I'm surprised that we had Matt Johnson with us at work today. Matt, you were talking about how hot it was there. The humidity is like sky high, whatever, crazy number, I think.
We've had like a heat index of like 98. It's been 93, 95. We broke like a 150-year-old record or something, and it's been like 90% humidity. Pretty bad. I told you earlier, it's like walking through pudding. It is pretty nasty up here.
Oof. That sounds nasty. Walking through pudding. What a description. That's what I'm sorry. You stay in no matter what. You're not running. You're not playing tennis. You're not riding your bike. You're not fishing. You're not doing much of anything other than looking for the coolest place you can possibly find. How did our ancestors survive in the prairies like they did? How did they deal with the dust storms, the tornadoes, the horrific weather conditions? Honestly. You know, when they say, oh, if you could go back in a time machine, where would you go back? I don't know that I would go back anywhere, to be honest. We're pretty spoiled right now, I'd say. All right, it's time for the ever-popular We Can Count.
Thank you.
And, or he's not seven, but he's 13. An American boy, this is amazing, 13 years old, breaks the Everest record, and he tops We Can Count. He became the youngest climber ever to hit that summit. You gotta have some guts to do that. I don't care who you are. Jordan Romero's journey was tracked through GPS coordinates on his blog and his team's ascent up Everest, which is over 29,000 feet above sea level. What a wild ride that must have been for this 13-year-old. He left for the peak from the Chinese side of the mountain after Nepal denied him permission because of his age. So he went the other way instead. And, boy, trying to do that. The youngest climber to scale Everest before was a 16-year-old from Nepal. So credit to him. I guess Romero's family started tackling the seven summits in the summer of 2005. He was just 9 years old when they climbed the first one to the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. Can't say that I've done any of that. Can't say that I would necessarily want to do any of that, although it'd be fun to go to those areas. But I have to say, I give the kid cred for being able to have the stamina and the desire to do that. And he'll go down in history books, or in record books anyway, and he has made it into the record books. He is the youngest, and he may hang on to that title for some time to come. We talk about Mindless Tube every once in a while. We're talking about the end of the Lost series. I got lost in Lost. I mentioned this before. 6 years I watched in the beginning of it. Somebody talked me into it. All my buddies that, you know, my sports buddy friends where we'd watch games and stuff, they, oh, you gotta watch Lost. It's so great. And they kind of got me into it. And then I couldn't take it anymore because the series is drawn out. It seemed stupid to me. I didn't get it. But I did watch the finale, and I have to say the finale was okay. It wasn't, I didn't think it was incredible, but I didn't think it was the worst thing that I've ever seen. So having said that, there is this new television show that is taking over the world. If you have children or grandchildren, you probably have seen it. Have you ever heard of the show Glee? So Glee is the number one new scripted series among adults 18 to 49 and 18 to 34. They average about 9.4 million total viewers. A lot of people watching Glee. And what network is it on? Fox, of course. Fox, like, has the magic touch. Because Rupert Murdoch, he needs more money. So could he please have some more successful shows on that network? But, you know, it is what it is, and it's popular and just gaining momentum, and especially among, you know, the elementary kids and then the high school kids and then families watching it, too, together. Ever hear of the Prince of Pot? The Prince of Pot is facing 5 years on federal charges. I'm going to tell you who the Prince of Pot is. Of course, we're talking about marijuana. For our Canadian friends, a man known in Canada as that tag, as the Prince of Pot, pleaded guilty in a deal with prosecutors that could send him to prison in the U.S. for probably 5 big ones. He's a marijuana activist. His name's Mark Emery, and he pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court in Seattle to a single count of conspiracy to manufacture dope following an 18-month investigation into the seed-selling business that he operated from his head shop in Vancouver. So the U.S. District Court judge scheduled his sentencing for August, but, you know, probably you're looking at, he's probably looking at about 5 years based on what they've said so far. And he was brought to the United States last week. Canada's justice minister signed an extradition order on May 10th that left the libertarian, because he's an outspoken libertarian guy, he's been all over the tube, with little choice after years of fighting extradition. He had nothing left. There was nothing he could do. So the plea actually comes nearly 5 years after he was arrested in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where he was the guest speaker at a medical marijuana festival, and he was accused of selling marijuana seeds to customers in the U.S. Now, the same day, he wrote on his website, DEA agents raided his head shop in Vancouver where he sold bongs and pipes and books, and he produced a magazine called Cannabis Culture and ran an internet TV thing called Pot TV. I mean, so pretty much he was throwing it all out there, and that's why everybody, I think, knew who he was, the Prince of Pot. So he was bound to go down at some point, and this was his time to have that happen. Twitter. How about Twitter? Twitter has an interesting twist now. Something I was reading about the other day, and this certainly would apply to We Can Count. Twitter has actually one, you know, the whole thing is about the followers. So now, according to the Twitter people, over the weekend, the official Britney Spears Twitter account passed actor Ashton Kutcher's feed as the most popular site, as the most popular, they call it microblogging site. And she was closing in on his crazy, crazy total. And apparently, actually it's much more than 1 million. It's almost 5 million. And it's like 4,946,000. Kutcher has 4,942,000. You know what? We have Twitter linked to America Tonight, but do you get the Twitter thing, Matt? Does it make sense?
Well, I follow people on Twitter, but not like actors and things like that. I follow a hockey writer.
Oh, that's good, because then you get information about hockey, like a hockey trade.
I follow like,
or
the
deals.
Wild, the Minnesota Wild beat guy and the Minnesota Twins beat guy, just so I get information about like team moves and things like that. But I don't.
Right.
I don't really follow anyone else.
Right. Twitter. The Twitter thing where people say. I get it, like in our business and news talk and whether it's
I don't care
television.
What Ashton Kutcher had for breakfast.
Yeah, I agree. I don't care about that kind of stuff. I think it's helpful when you're looking for breaking news or informational things like sports or whatever. Then I completely get it. But Britney Spears, 5 million fans, what is the most interesting thing that she has to say on Twitter? What could it be? I mean, if you liked her music, that she had some new music coming out. But I don't know that what you would Twitter about would be all that fascinating, to be honest. Hey, if you think you have something fascinating to say, you don't have to Twitter it to us necessarily. You can easily go to AmericaTonight.net.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.